Blog Talk Radio.
For the gossip, put down them tabloids.
She said, I really got a main chick from existence. You be up to no good, and everybody know. My own girls tried to want me, they tried to let me know. What you got, I need a lot, so I can't let you go.
She said, I can't get enough, can't get enough.
I need that.
I can't get enough, can't get enough. I can't get enough of what you got. Good God, you hit the spot. Try to let go, but I just cannot. But don't you stop, I need it.
Hey, glow, try to cold, hot, or even wait out in London town. Well, Tyler, cause they love my sound. And I got love for the underground. Quali, Pimp C, H-Town with Bungie down. Met a bad that all night, that all night. You just cut off light. Almost missed my flight, trying to get my last look. Alright, she be down for whatever. Whenever I wanna get up, alright. Never fuss or fight. On the grind trying to find this headache. I love it when you give me, but I hate it when you give me headache.
She said, I really got a main chick from existence. You be up to no good, and everybody know. My own girls tried to want me, they tried to let me know. What you got, I need a lot, so I can't let you go.
She said, I can't get enough, can't get enough.
I need that.
I can't get enough, can't get enough. I can't get enough of what you got. Good God, you hit the spot. Try to let go, but I just cannot. So don't you stop, I need it.
Hey, cold world, baby, ain't nothing sunny. I see him hating, but it ain't nothing to me. I'm from the Ville where they bang for the money and carry like change for a 20. So what I look like, skirt? Over there look like nerves. Never mind that, girl, let's make a track. I see up, that's a hook right there. That's a hook right there. That's a hook right there. Never mind that, girl, let's make a track. I yep, that's a hook right there.
Said, I really got a main chick from existence. You be up to no good, and everybody know. My own girls tried to want me, they tried to let me know. What you got, I need a lot, so I can't let you go.
She said, I can't get enough, can't get enough.
I need that.
I can't get enough, can't get enough. I can't get enough of what you got. Good God, you hit the spot. Try to let go, but I just cannot. So don't you stop, I need that.
Welcome to the burning. Welcome to the burning mic. Tonight we got a lot of stuff to do. This show is brought to you by Superior Vegan. at superiorvegan.us. That's vegan soul food, y'all. Y'all got to go try this. Try their drinks. Hit them up. Got to support our people. So that was J. Cole and Can't Get Enough, clean version featuring Trey Songz. So definitely love that track. We got a lot of things we're going to get into, man. I'm about to get into this joint right now with Jada Kiss, Nas, Rakim, Big L. This is the remix.
I got a hundred clips. Nigga, I'm from New York. New York, yeah, rough riding, D block and shit. Nigga, fuck what you thought. You thought, and you can't take shit for granted, cause life is too short. Too short, yeah, got 100 guns, 100 clubs. Nigga, I'm from New York. This is how we swear, be sweeter. Life's a bitch, depending on how you treat her. Yeah. You might get rich, it's guaranteed you gon' die. You might get missed for maybe 2 or 3 hours till they light they spliffs. And that coke will get you a long time. But when I let them know the dope is out, it's like America Online. Wise is awoken, and you know they say that you deserved it whenever you die with your eyes open. I still hold a title, cause I'm in the hood like them little motorcycles. Stick up kids hopping out with the old rifle. Yeah. Just doing shit for nothing. It's so spiteful, ha, I'm just like you. The word that niggas wanna murk you was in the air. A double shot of yak and the purple is in the air. And I'm not cocky, I'm confident. So when you tell me I'm the best, it's a compliment. I got 100 guns, 100 clips. Nigga, I'm from New York. New York, yeah, rough riding, deep blocking shit. Nigga, fuck what you thought. You thought. And you can't take shit for granted, cause life is too short. Too short, yeah, got 100 guns, 100 clubs. Nigga, I'm from New York. New York.
If you knew my streets, you would know all everybody talk about is who got beef, who snitching, who told police, who came home, who still gone, who resting in peace. Now they killing over music money, not drugs, rap replaced it, cause thugs with no brains got no patience. New Jacks, I pistol whip them with the funky rhythm I be kicking. Musician, inflicting composition, a pain. I'm like Saddam Hussein, still alive, looking at his dead children's burnt remains. I burnt the game, learned you lames a new lesson. Your proof's off, man, y'all need some new weapons. The P's breed warriors and scullies and timbies. Around Knicks, Spicks, niggas and guineas. For my ghetto kings of deep thought, we don't blink, but don't think we're wasting our time. It's a New York state of mind.
I got 100 guns, 100 clips, nigga, I'm from New York. New York, yeah, rough riding, deep blocking shit. Nigga, fuck what you thought. You thought. And you can't take shit for granted, cause life is too short. Too short, yeah, got 100 guns, 100 clips. Nigga, I'm from New York. New York.
I'm from the home of a million legends and trendsetting. A lot of footsteps to follow, I've been stepping. Mind stressing, trying to find direction, crime spreading. Time precious, I ain't had rest since 9/11. I live fast, hustle like today is my last. I get cast, the struggles like a day on the ass. Crack D and raw, gas squeezed and all. Manhattan speeds and all, from casualties to war. The evil, the apocalypse, evil people in politics. Every block is a risk, the metropolitan metropolis. The opposite of lies of Manelli and Frank Sinatra.
Riding deep blocking
the ball with the gangsters I brought. So New York City, walk with me, talk bitty. It's up to us, New York, it's our city. Hear the man come with the anthem, hands up. It's time to thrill it back, New York, who stand up.
I got 100 guns, 100 clips, nigga, I'm from New York. New York, yeah, rough riding, deep blocking shit. Nigga, fuck what you thought. You thought. And you can't take shit for granted, cause life is too short. Too short, yeah, got 100 guns, 100 clips. Nigga, I'm from New York.
Come
New
on,
York.
Check it. Make sure my mic is loud and my production is tight. Better watch me around your girl if you ain't fucking the right. You damn player haters never wanna see me blow. Flamboyant entertainment, CEO. Yo, the spotlight is mine, it ain't his no more. When Lee come home, niggas can't live no more. I'm straight, keep a Harlem world mind state. I never lounge where you find Jake. Surprise niggas like a blind date. L rhyme quick, and I'ma increase the crime rate for old time's sake. Run with me and I'ma make you a star. With me and my crew, hit the clubs, we go straight to the bar. Leave them empty, I cruise through Harlem in the M3. Never pay for parties, say my name and I'm M3. I'm on some 100G car shit, superstar shit. Selling niggas that wet shit, right out the jaw shit. I'm dumb hot, I'll wreck you and your young flock. Keep the gun cop, represent one block. 139, nigga, the danger zone. We quick to put a bullet in a stranger's dome. I'm known to kick a rough rhyme and rock much shine. Yo, I'm out, I done took up enough time. We out, no doubt, you know how we do.
I got 100 clips, nigga, I'm from New York. New York, yeah, rough riding, deep blocking shit. Nigga, fuck what you thought, you thought. And you can't take shit for granted, cause life is too short, too short. Yeah, got 100 guns, 100 clips, nigga, I'm from New York, New York.
Welcome in the Cultazine Radio Network on CultazineRadioNetwork.com. This is the Burning Mic, and tonight we're going to just blow it out. We got a lot of things going on. We got a couple good shows coming up, just so y'all know. Tonight we're going to showcase a lot of different material. Let's get into this joint on the Cultazine released record at Mix CD. This is Free Jack and Brand Nubian. Shouts out to Brand Nubian. Shouts out to my brother Free Jack. This is Kiss to the Industry. This is to all you brothers that don't really understand what hip-hop is all about. Where Nubians and Free Jack gonna let y'all know.
Like, this shit's serious to me, man. I take this shit bigger than just a rhyme to me. It's a way of life. It's a culture. You know, respect the brand, dude. If you gave a fuck about this culture in any kind of shape, form, or fashion, you would not put the shit out that you put out. You would fucking slam the door on artists that came in there with that shit. Sometimes I feel like leaving this shit. I don't even be believing in this shit as to what it's become. It's a source of income and stress. It don't matter who's best like it did back then. It's a lot of acting since this thing went global. You can try to be noble or die a martyr. Why not just work harder? My nigga, master your high. Be not who you not. Frauds get exposed. Know how to do shows so when your music's on yourself. Respect yourself. How's your health? It's a factor. Be your own benefactor. Every year somebody gets to sue. But it's gold in your lane. If you can't maintain it, it's hard to explain it. I'm a living example. Every year I give a sample and progress with the times. Remember, it's more than just the rhymes. You better come out with the whole package.
Whatever happened to the real rappers where we right here, about to take the game back. Enough the clowns dancing around. We on some Scarface shit, nigga. Listen to our sound. We turn it up, mic check, motherfucker. About to fill the fire. We gon' light it right under you. Burn it up, Kiss to the Industry, just like the mob. Holla if you're feeling me.
On day one, I knew I was that nigga. On day two, I had to pull a trigger. On day three, a nigga just got bigger. On day four, I had to knock down the door. Now I step to the rear. Grand Poo was on the rival. Spitting hot bars, rhyme book, read a Bible. Travel with a mouth, that's the way it went viral. 37th Street Studio, eating gyros. Now I be the legend, the Dot X the Bridges. Spitting bars on the track with the homie Free Jack. See, we don't play no games when it comes to this rhyme shit. Loyal to the game, not just here to make a dime quick. Tell your homie, This nigga ain't no phony. Been putting in work since masters of the ceremony. I'm probably one of the realest niggas that you ever heard. Keep it a 100, ass to the street, beat to the curb.
Whatever happened to the real rappers where we at? Right here, about to take the game back. Enough of clowns dancing around. We on some Scarface shit, nigga, listen to our sound. We turn it up, mic check, motherfucker, about to fill the fire. We gon' light it right under you. Burn it up, Kiss to the Industry, just like the mob. Holla if you're feeling me.
Yo, where the rappers at? We right here, pioneers. Something like Columbus, we discovered what you wanna hear. I'm what rap was, literally I'm lyrically. I'm what it should be, and this is what it could be. Take off the makeup, this ain't Hollywood. You acting in the sound booth. Gangsters still in the hood, and they found proof. Kill a man you never could, and I salute the real hip-hop, Hollywood. The industry will rip you off, Robin Hood. I'm spinning in my head like I'm breaking pop, locking good. Better knock on wood, the radio, adios. This is the West Coast, the toast to the East Coast. My Brand Nubian brothers, drop a jewel on them.
Never cock a tool on them, we drool on them. Spitting what they think is forbidden. Here's a fruit for your thoughts in the vault for your riches, you hear me?
Whatever happened to the real rappers, where we at? Right here, about to take the game back. Enough for clowns dancing around. We on some Scarface shit, nigga, listen to our sound. We turn it up, mic check, motherfucker, about to fill the fire. We gon' light it right under you. Burn it up, kiss to the industry, just like the mob. Holla if you're feeling me.
Hey, yo, check it out. This is your man, Sadat X, and I'm down with my man, Free Jack. You understand that? The label is Gutter Child. From the Bay to BK, that's how we rock. Represent Grand Nubian Brothers, Lord Jamal, the Grand Poobah, Alamo with the A, and yourself, Dottie Boy. And understand, we down with Free Jack. Understand that. Gutter Child is the label. Peace.
Welcome back to the Burning Mic. That is actually the first track released that's the first track released off the We Got Next to The Revolution Is Here. I got my partner who actually helped me put out this record. Shouts out to Mike to the Sound Table. Me and Shank executive produced this record along with our partner Marsha Campbell. And the Knights of the Sound Table. What's up, brother?
What's good, my brother? Everything is popping. Everything. The record is popping. The record sounds great. I'm listening to the airing of it on the radio station, and it's just, you know, I guess we all blessed. There's nothing else we can say, but we're doing what we do.
I'm glad, man, because, you know, I have to give a shout out to all you guys that are on the that are on the mix CD, man. You know, we're getting a lot of play in Dallas. The single is out. We're getting some play in Dallas, some play in Virginia, some play in Chicago. Definitely getting some play in Memphis. So we're doing well, man. The single is called Bacardi, and it's by my own nephew that I love to death. It's by my nephew. I'll bang that out later. My nephew Omega the Kid. So, shouts out to him. I might be getting to one of my favorite cuts, man. I'm gonna see if you like this, but this was my joint. This is King T, Ice T, and LA Breeze, and Play You Like a Piano. This is Cultazine Radio, Urban Culture Lives, KWWODB 95.1, and we'll be back. This is the Burning Mic.
King T's drunk again. Yo, check this out. I wanna dedicate this song to all them motherfuckers out there that
not again.
Perpetrating. Wait, rewind.
Hey, yo, King T, man, what is this, man? What is this?
Some cool shit for the King's anthology. And when I'm done, don't expect no apology. Stupid motherfuckers should have stepped when I warned them. I'm from the boondocks of Compton, California. I'm just anxious to whoop some ass. I went to high school, but I flunked every class. So what makes you think I give a fuck about respect? I put your bitch in check, and I bet you won't run up. Son of a punk and a bitch, too. I should have did a drive-by on you and your crew. Cause y'all be popping some shit that's unheard of. For you, what's the word of?
Whack.
It's murder, son. When I be crushing your hood with a passion. And I ain't talking that Action Jackson. When I come, you better run for ammo. I'll get played like a fucking piano. And yo, we got my homeboy Ice Cube in the house from the motherfucking Lynch Mob.
What's up, nigga?
And yo, Ice Cube, I heard you was singing now. Man, what's up? Yo.
Don't rate me, but I don't sing, motherfucker. I kick shit with the king, motherfucker. Ice Cube will clock the cash, rock the mask. And if you run up, I'll suck it. And watch that eye get swollen.
Bad eyes.
Cause I'm playing punk niggas like Beethoven. So bust the cap for swinging die. Fuck you. Play their ass like a fucking piano.
that for every bomb I had, I get booed for. Serious as drama, I'ma watch and say me too. You're shorter than me, shoot. Your rhymes are see-through. You're nothing like GQ. Transparent, I made it apparent. I'm here to wax and tax the incoherent. Cause B-R-E-E-Z-E will easily remain to be a top MC. When you see me, I wear a beanie and not a Kango. Now you got played like a fucking piano. Of three black Negroes who grew up in the heart of the ghetto, doing what we have to just to make ends meet. Some steal for a living, some stand on the street, just slang, some gang bang, but big deal. They say a cop, then you gotta kill or get killed. Motherfucking police pull you over, slam you down, then tell you that your hood is their town. And I ain't going for no shit like that. Cut me up, take me to jail, I'll come back talking much shit, cause I talk what the fuck I feel. A few weeks in the county ain't no big deal, so a punk like you can't fuck with me. That big ballin' ass nigga named King T. You think you can? I don't think that you can though. Peace to Ice Cube and Breeze and the fucking piano.
Welcome back to Culture Zine Radio. This is CultureZineRadioNetwork.com, and we are killing the game. That's probably my favorite King T track. I know most of y'all don't really believe that, but that's probably my shout out to Tila, man. I love you, brother. But let's get into this little conversation, man. Let's talk about this, man. The game is it's never really changed, man. It's just it's really just advanced.
People like Tila, I remember him when he was a young man, a really, really young man, because, you know, at that point in the game, I was just coming to the West Coast and getting started out here. And, you know, my whole platform when I came to the West Coast was to try to show young black men what the music industry was really about and how to cultivate yourself into a business of it. And my thing was I put together a stage for MCs like King T and all of them to perform on. And I kept that going a long time. And I would always see these artists' contracts and things come across my desk. And I would be like, why are these young men such great MCs and they honed in on their craft as lyricists and can give you the greatest show? And, you know, and then you look around and you say, why are they not making any money out of their craft? And the thing I always would tell people is, learn that this business is a new business. This is in the early pioneering days. This is a new business for black people. We created this business. We created this culture. But a lot of people took advantage of younger people and didn't explain to them, it's not just your craft, it's also your business. So if you have the craft, you have the business alongside the craft to take home and pay for your family to eat off of what you have crafted. And too many people screwed too many people back in the days. Managers screwed these artists. Some of the artists screwed other artists. And it was just, I would see it going back and forth across the board. And I will always tell these guys, be honest to yourself. Be honest to what you're trying to do so that when you get in the game, you know, people go, he's a good dude. He's easy to work with. He presents a platform that is not him stealing your stuff or you stealing his stuff. It's like create something, get in the game, go out there, eat off the game, teach it to the next generation. And now we got another young generation that's going through the same exact concept where they're out there letting these big industries, you know, feed them money and different, different contracts that allow them to be superstars in their genres, superstars, but not reap the benefit of a superstar. In the end of the day, they don't go home with any of the money. You know, we got to stop this, y'all. We got to get back to a point where the innocence of creating hip hop was an energy that was so positive, but also pushed the next generation to understand, put an eye on your money. go back to school and learn some things about finances, because you don't want to go to being a superstar and come out of this game with no money. You don't got a house. You don't got a car. Yo, we've all been there. And I'm not speaking just out of, you know, I've seen so many people go up and down the roller coaster with money at one time and no money at another time. And, you know, people become homeless and ill, and people have died not having money in this game. But yet, everybody knew who they were. They were stars. They had great talent. They wrote for other MCs. They performed with other MCs, made great tracks, did all these different things out in the game to help pioneer the game, help, you know, put it to where a young kid can get $1 million now off a rap. That was unheard of. We remember when the first contract came down and Eric B. and Rakim got $800,000 from Uni Records, and they was like, wow, no one has ever got that much money. You know, and
right.
As we move to the future, we're seeing the same thing. A bunch of kids playing like they own their house and it's rented. A bunch of kids playing like they own their jewelry and it's rented. Cars. They rent these cars to shoot these videos. And, you know, it's like, kids, wake up, man. Take control of your destiny as you create the vocal and the lyric and the performance and the brand of who you are. Reap those financial benefits from it. Don't just leave it for somebody else to take it and fill their pockets with it. Not managers, not, you know, producers, not, you know, record labels or whatever. Get into this game and find those people who are honest enough to say, look, you own your publishing, you own your rights, you know, when this makes its money, it comes down and it's going to come down fair. And then once you get to seeing that and understanding that, you can actually get back to enjoying the craft of hip-hop, the craft of MCing, the craft of being a rapper. You know, now we got everybody so twisted, they don't know who they are, where they're coming from, or where the energy is coming from, and it's scattered all over the place so that you can be distracted paying attention to that money, and everybody else is grabbing at your money while you being a superstar, you know. And I just think, you know, good records like that, you know, we went back to talking about how Ice Cube wrote a lot of stuff for Tila, you know, and things like that. You know, that was what we were supposed to do. We were supposed to help each other.
Yeah, MC Breeze did write a lot of stuff with Tila, and Tila wrote for a lot of artists. And shout out to Tila, because he gave a lot of kids a break that a lot of people didn't know. You know, Sippy came from Alcoholics. Alcoholics came from King T. You know, Tila's always been a straight shooter. I love Tila to death.
Yeah.
He's a great artist.
He was ahead of his time. He was a trendsetter. He was a pioneer. And, you know, and the list can go on. He was a great rapper. He was a good person to everybody that I know.
Yeah, Tila's always been like my brother to me.
Always a humble dude to everybody. You know, and when you are that way, you know, I don't want to see you hurt. I don't want to see you not reap the benefits and live good and you know, enjoy being in the hip hop family, you know, because it is a family. It's been a family for 45 years, you know, and it's effective how this family looks out for each other when they can. But we've also been pitted against each other over the years instead of us taking what we created as an art form and owning it, you know, and I mean owning it, meaning we own this. We make the decisions. We actually bring in people to financially keep the financial structure balanced, you know, and people can actually have a retirement or maybe some insurance for their health, you know. Things of those natures are very important in our world that we watch everybody out there in America, you know, crying and pleading about, you know, how do we survive in an environment and yet we're all just giving away everything. Stand up. You pay taxes, you know. Stand up and say, wait, didn't I pay my taxes this year? And I've been in the industry almost 35 years, maybe closer to 40 years, and I've never been behind on taxes. Never. I said, take it up front. So, you know, as far as I'm concerned, yo, a lot of us did our jobs. You know, people are complaining about, you know, the old school didn't do this and do that. A lot of us did. But a lot of people didn't want to pay attention. They wanted to live in that fast lifestyle. You got to be careful of that fast lifestyle. You got to watch what you're doing. You got to pace yourself out. You got to pace your health out, you know. And, you know, it's just so much I could say every day. So we're going to have a show based on this whole concept of building strength and wealth around our community, and not just as rappers. Yeah. But there's other jobs. There's the graphic component of it. You know, there's the writing component.
We're going to get into that, definitely.
You know? So
we're going to do a whole show on this.
Yeah.
We're going to do a whole show.
You guys have to understand,
because hip-hop is turning 45, Zulu Nation turns 46. So
right.
As we go forward celebrating this legacy and history, we got a lot of special shows coming up. We got a show coming up in 2 weeks that me and Shaq talked about a while ago on September 5th, the first show of September. On this show, we're going to do the Burning Mics, going to do their first annual, and it will be annual, our Ladies First, which we're going to talk to the first generation of hip hop artists, females, which is, you know, like Sequence. And, you know, a lot of y'all don't know that Angie Stone used to be a rapper. And, you know,
right.
We're going to talk to Mercedes Ladies, and we're going to talk
to
Zulu Queen Lisa Lee, you know, Daddy Deb, you know, Shorty Pearl, you know, the one and only Sha-Rock. So we're going to definitely get into that. And as we're talking about this family, I'm going to drop this cipher that was about 2014. It's Cube and his family and Reverend Ron and his family doing a cipher. Let y'all know that hip-hop is generational. We want this to continue. We got to get our kids involved and make our music stronger. Not just talk about gangs and drugs and violence, but we'll get into that later at the show. Happens. This is the Burning Mike, hosted by Zulu King Shaki and Knights of the Sound Table. And my partner in crime was always Zulu King Chevy Shank, who, by the way, was one of my mentors. Let's get into this.
Yo, what's up? This your boy Ice Cube, the West Coast Warlord. I got my sons OMG and Dope Boy in the house. We got the King of Rock, Reverend Run, in the house with his sons Diggy and JoJo. It's going down.
Yo, whoever on this track ain't running with the boy. Beast mode, Bear Grylls don't want it with the boy. You coming with the noise? Know that I'm a predator with the metaphors. Trick, come and get destroyed.
Yeah.
This West shit, the whole damn gang is evolved to BBM, cause brothers don't aim anymore. This rap shit is kinda like the NBA, cause everybody talking heat until they come to LA.
For man, we love the dope. That's what they say. You can't trust no hoe when your pops O'Shea and your uncle Snoop, and you push that coupe. All the hoes get looser than a baby's tooth. Do what the fuck you want to protest me, nigga. And I'm still coming up like the Islamic Center. Dope boy, rare breed like an Amish nigga. Young Ice is about to be as cold as winter.
If my two sons hate you, I'ma violate you. Give you that motherfucking broken bottle facial. This ain't racial. Your new name is Rachel. Got homies in the pen that might wanna date you. I'll underrate you, then annihilate you. Like that fucking therapist that said I had a breakthrough. This is what I live for. This is called survival. All my rivals are dead on arrival. This is a revival. Better bring your Bible. The lyrics that I kick is something you might die for. I'm not liable. Homie, I'm the dope. Nope, that's a typo. Homie, I'm the Pope. West Coast psycho. On a motorcycle. Dressed like Michael. It ain't Halloween. My city so mean. I'm Idi Amin. I'm the baker's man. Got the cake and the cream.
I'm only 16, but my 16's strong, so I'ma sit this quick gate and let you fiends get warm. The teeny bopper got you leaning proper, never seen him drop a wax song. I'm the dawn like LeBron, got the heat popping, like skin like Chico DeBarge is. I got you locked up, cause you know what the bars is. I'm a star kid, and I swear if Nicki babysit me, I just might learn what a menage is.
Okay, rappers think they hot, they a broken thermometer. See what I'm saying? Like it's spoken through monitors. My rhymes is Vietnam mixed with atomic bomb, but I'm hungrier than a bunch of Muslims on Ramadan. Huh, I gotta shine, I was born to be the greatest. Hate so much like it's wrong for me to make it. Huh, I never cared, I'm as smooth as a leather chair. And every time you see me, I get better every year.
Yeah, yo. Now once again, my friend, it's the Reverend, the first platinum status rap president. And from the coast of California to the shows of Maine, got an East Coast sound and my beats go bang, going flowing, showing rock, knocking, shocking the mind. Ill and chilling and killing, so come on, check out my rhyme. Meet and greeting, seating,
suckers all in the row. Crashing, mashing, and bashing, my name is Run, call me Joe. Bad as ever and clever and never second to none. Wearing leather and weather, what's your name, DJ Run? But in the summer's a bummer, cause I leave them at home. Just Adidas and me, and Lee and D on the throne. King and I in the crown, selling gems by the pound. Making, kicking, and breaking all of you suckers around. Putting fear in your heart, at the top of the chart. Stunning, cunning, and funning, cause Run be running this art, this art.
Welcome back to the Burning Mic on CoachZRadioNetwork.com. I played that because I wanted y'all to understand that this is a family sport, not a blood sport. This is a sport based on profit and skills, not based on just talking and killing. We're going to get into another track. This is a dope track, man. This is new MC8 stuff produced by DJ Premier. And this is 8 featuring a lady of rage. This is called the Heart Cold. So let's get into this. This is the Burning Mic. And tonight, you know, as always, it's sponsored by Superior Vegan. You can check them out at superiorvegan.us. That is vegan soul food, y'all. We got to get healthy, mentally, physically, spiritually, emotionally. We got to change. And we got to be able to talk about where we come from. Our history's dying, and it's dying with us. But we'll get into it later. Let's get into this MC8 track.
Giving you facts, I hit the track. The reaction is chemical, fitting you lines of invisible force. I torch 10 of you whack. MCMC, nobody's feeling you. Now I'm filling you with the premium, leaving them curious, killing these cats. I step in the rage without your weapon engages, like catching the fable Kimbo. I slice up any one of these bimbos, and all the Kimbo can never stuff up my Timbo.
His heart is
and mine been froze. I toss that ass out of limo window and into limbo. Nigga switch up the tempo and murder the stage. See, she's alright, but she's not rage. She neither is he though. I'm ill, I need chemo. I'm live, it's no Tebow. Rewind my whole CeeLo. Magnificent flow, evil, magnificent, no equaling in the spur of the moment. I'm like the spurs in that moment, and it hurts, don't it? When I stick my spurs in my opponent,
cheer. Show my love to my beats, so my love don't change. I cheer. I still got love for the neighborhood. Cheer. Show my love to my beats.
Criminal minded on you, motherfuckers.
I still got love.
It's the original criminal, y'all subliminal. Look, I break it down to the last mineral. That any individual killing you be the pinnacle. For you to beat me, it's gonna take a miracle. And I'm so sick, the heartbeat, the hate made. Down by law, the ill streets and dues paid. Whack holes and niggas are so flossy. Eight remain true, my homegirl is bossy. Grab the patent pen, telltales of struggle. The hood took me under, so niggas is in trouble. Necessary to roughness, so rough fits and rough and tough. It's only hot, it's rough next bits. Cheer. You see all stars and clouds of endo. By any means, a couple shooters right at your window. Now is it cold, low, the hard as rock stone. Niggas come with that whack shit, socked and cocked on. Cheer.
Cheer.
Welcome back to the Burning Mic, where hip hop culture lives, also urban culture. We were just talking about the females and the contribution that they made, and they don't really get a lot of credit. So we're going to definitely give a shout out to these ladies. 2 weeks from now, September 5th, we're going to do a shout out to all of Mercedes Ladies, Cinquest, Shyrock, Pambada, Lisa Lee, Pambada. You know, we're gonna go back and go back. We're gonna start at the beginning and talking about hip hop without talking about the females and the contributions that females have made. Debbie Dev, you know, we gotta give a shout out. Right now, I'm about to play this track, and I was thinking about, and I downloaded this track actually after I talked to Shirley Pearl. You know, I love Shirley Pearl. Shout out to Shirley Pearl. She's always been real with me, and shout out to my brother Pow Wow. But we're gonna get into this Us Girls. On this, let's talk about this for a minute, man. Us Girls was kind of like a superstar song because it was three already legendary female MCs that came together to do that song on that track. And a lot of people don't realize that all of those had individual careers and had already been stars. You know, the Zulu Champ is actually Lisa Lee and Jazzy Jay doing those things. So this goes way back, man. I mean, you know, a lot of people saw that and thought that that was a group and they were just starting. These were three individual. Debbie Dev had hits up the yin yang. Shyrock was definitely considered the first luminary female MC. She was a beast. She could probably out-rap 90% of the dudes at that time. Real talk. I heard a story.
We're talking about a period where most of these females were rapping all over the city, just like the guys at block parties, at house parties, at little recreational functions, and they built up their names that way back then. This is the new era now where they can't do it quite the same like that. There is no block party to go rap to, you know. They were on the streets doing it live, night after night, weekend after weekend, all throughout the summer, you know, stepping onto a stage, performing together and joining together forces after that, individual records amongst themselves later on, you know, like, hey, we female MCs, let's get up here and do it, you know, and
I heard
a lot. Yeah, go ahead.
I heard a story from Bam and Rodney, little Rodney confirmed it. He said that when they were the Funky 4+1, Baron had introduced, say Baron and Breakout, they introduced Shyrock to Bam. And the only reason they got a pass to the Zulu party was because Bam thought Shyrock was the dopest female he had ever heard. And from what I understand, they said he put her right on the stage and said, and y'all can come too.
and see, we own those stages. Those were our own stages. Those were our own community stages. These are not stages that people look at today as big performance stages, you know, in you know, arenas of, you know, someone owns the arena and you can go out there and perform and, you know, fight all the people. These are community stages inside our neighborhood that we built these platforms from. These girls built the platform for the female side right there in the Bronx, in on those stages wherever they were doing a show at in the Bronx. The outside arenas were our stage, you know, one of the blocks that they decided they're going to block off, you know, both ends of the block, put a stage on it, put a master sound system, get up there on that stage and entertain for everybody. And we're talking about in the 70s, not the 80s. The 80s, it was long gone. Those are the pioneers. Those are the people who make it possible for why you're emceeing and females are rapping to this day. Why we have a Cardi B, okay? Because when you go back and you look at how these styles are, everyone is rapping off of what happened, 45 years ago? Almost 50 years ago? Yeah, man.
Yeah, so you
this is amazing.
Hip-hop
these girls, they definitely deserve to be recognized in the pioneering spirit of everything they did.
Definitely. And shout out to my sister Shyrock.
Well, here's three ladies from my neighborhood. Guaranteed to rock the beat and rock the beat good. So come on, Debbie D, Shyrock, and Lisa Lee. Step up to the front so all your friends can see. We're all backing you up 100%. We know you practice all week. Now, this is it. If you're in favor of what I've said, everybody, say go ahead.
Oh, girl, can boogie too. are the best of friends. If one ain't got no money, the other one lends. When we go out, we know we look real hot. What the boys want, how you know we got?
Hi, girls, that be D. Needs the one who can hold my policy. So, hey, fellas, move on close. Take me on a cruise, then watch me flow. What about my mind? Show me I'm fresh. And I will always let you know Debbie D is best. Shy Rock is the woman with the magical touch. I'm like burning fire. You know I'm just too much. I want to treat you like a king in the heat of the night. Romance to the moon if your timing is right. Get your back wet, all soaked to sweat. He says I'm the kind of girl that he could never forget. She's sophisticated. It's the lady Lisa Lee to be the man in my life. You got to be my only. I'll always hold you secure and my arms real tight. Squeeze you real good till you feel just right. I have a heart of gold I want to share with you and give you the type of loving that you've never been through.
And if you dig where we're coming from, say yeah.
Yeah.
And if you want to rock this party tonight, say yeah.
Yeah.
Us, girls, can boogie too. We can dance, we can shake it. Us girls can boogie too. So come on, girls, let's go break it. Us girls can boogie too. We can dance, we can shake it. Us girls can boogie too.
Welcome back to CultureZineRadioNetwork.com. This is the Burning Mic. This is KWWODB 95.1 digital broadcast. I'm going to play something for you, man, that's going to take you back as a DJ. I want you to tell me one thing. What do you remember, make it quick, about Play at Your Own Risk?
Wow. That record was so sparkling. That's all I can think of. When I was playing that record, the first weeks and months when it first came out, I remember how you can just put it on, even though it was new and people didn't know what record it was yet, they would just jump on the dance floor and go, wow, what is this? And by the time it was over, they were sweating so hard, and it was long extended mixes because they were very long mixes. So you would actually put it on for about 5 minutes. And after 5 minutes or 6 minutes, they'd be partying to it. They were sweating so hard, and they requested that record for so long. I mean, to this day, when you hear it, you can just hear how sparkling and how refreshing it sounds to hear music entertain your ear like that, you know. And I remember when I first heard it, I was like, wow, this is amazing. However they put this together, it just, you know, when people hear it right now, they'll hear what I'm talking about. You know, this is some very, very timeless music from the day it was made to whenever it's played in the universe. People are going to love it. To this day, if kids hear it, they go crazy. They're like, what is that? You know, where did that come out? You know? So, yeah, I remember exactly what happened. I was playing, I actually was playing at this place in Hollywood at the time. I wasn't even in the East yet. At the time, I had already moved to the West Coast. It came out. I got it. I got it out of the pool. I played it. I was playing at this club in Hollywood on the top of the Hilton, I think it was called. And some guy had came in there with a whole bunch of perfume on, or cologne on. And so the place was real ice cold inside, and his cologne was just swirling inside the place. And I put that record on, and no one was on the dance floor. Soon as that record went on, everyone got on the dance floor. The place became hot and warm. Everyone just had a great time soon as they heard it. And I remember it clearly. I remember it to this day. This is somewhere, what, 83? 84? Somewhere 83. Around here? Yeah,
yep.
Yeah. I remember exactly what I was doing at that time because I was like, wow, this is a hot record. I'm playing this tonight. And that was the day I had got it. And I played it that night for the first time, packed the dance floor, and I think I might have played it about
two or three more times that night, later on that night. Because, you know, back then we used to play many records over and over. We played it once and that pretty much be it. And, they started requesting it. Oh, what was that song? Who did that song? I was hearing so many different comments about that song, and it was like, okay, what about all these other songs I've been playing? Ain't nobody saying nothing. But that song, they was on it. They was on it. I remember the young girls having so much fun partying to that song. You know, good, clean party fun back then. Good, clean, sparkly.
We don't get to this record. Play at your own risk. This shout out to all, this is hip hop. If y'all don't understand why we play a lot of old and some new stuff, it's because hip-hop is 45. This year, hip-hop turned 45. They told us it wouldn't last 5 years. It's lasted 45 years, and it's taken over the charts. Now, I'm not happy with where it's at, but you don't always can control where your children go. So, shouts out to the founders, all of you, male and female, promoters, DJs. Shouts out to the Zulu Nation, and here you go. love playing that. That goes out to all you B-boys that want to clear the dance floor. You know, let's get into this. We're going to start playing a lot of older stuff. I got a great record that I'm getting ready to put on here. I got my brother with me. This is Zulu King Shaki, and my brother of always, always my brother, is DJ Sevy Shack. Zulu King Shaki Shack, man. One of the guys that taught me what I know about hip-hop. I'm very appreciative.
Yes, sir. We do.
You know, a lot of these kids don't understand how this works and how this blew up to where it came. And a lot of people don't understand that. Without stuff like this track we're getting ready to get into, this Walk This Way with Run DMC. So you guys know, before Run DMC did this song with Aerosmith, we were not on video TV except for Uncle Ralph. Shout out to Uncle Ralph. Uncle Ralph broke a lot of records and played a lot of videos nobody was playing. Shout out to Uncle Ralph. But Aerosmith and Run DMC broke MTV's box. First it was Michael Jackson, the first black artist played, and then these guys. This is Run DMC, A Walk This Way, and let's get into it.
Thank you.
since the 80s era. With the Bush click, it seemed like Reagan's never. And we smart enough quick, rocking Che Guevara. Navy sweaters, camouflage, suede, and leather. The haze is better, but we still slave for cheddar. Iced out grape, the second crack wave this era. New Jack, Nino Brown, be the slave we mirror. 80s babies, new squads making terror. The grave is error, niggas done made this error. It's forget about the most DPs and qualies. On some next shit, like ghost dips and wallies. Stole the tech spit, streets known to act militant. 9-11, had them run for the hills quick. The mind's a weapon, like the nines on Weston. But we think like traffic stuck in congestion. My comrades don't give a fuck about heaven. We revolutionaries who duct tape the reverend. With leaders of the church, temple, mosque, synagogue. Along with boss hogs, making profit not loss. Instead we build liberation schools, no cost. In the project, to produce a dozen El Hodges. Rosa Parks and Angela's, they can't stop this.
Back to the past, ahead to the future. Hip-hop changed a whole lot, niggas shoot ya. Nowadays we glorify the back of a cruiser. And rap stars teach black star born losers. Back to the past, ahead to the future. Hip-hop changed a whole lot, niggas shoot ya. Nowadays we glorify the back of a cruiser. And rap stars teach black star born losers.
Remember back in the 80s when I played reporter at BA in the backwoods, they was order. 87 Rock, Kim and KRS, they slaughtered. The industry still in infancy, labels poorer. Like a jukebox and MCs, they was quarters. Gully flows from New Yorkers, they was water. Part of five boroughs like the Red Sea with borders. On the Great Lakes, now we serve shit like porters. Back then I was ignorant but raised with morals. Fucking up academically with peers in grade four. So I was headed to special ed, no tomorrow. To be another black like common need to borrow. $1, $4 bottle, drink the daily quota. But I have no regrets in life, one iota. Got knowledge of self from this culture's aura. 88 to 91, Public Enemy taught ya. Fear a black planet in this white new world order. Bush headed to Kuwait, Desert Storm to slaughter. And we coming to America, but they deport ya. One ticket headed straight for JA, they board ya. Shit was real back then before the phrase of chorus. Had studied Egyptology like they was Horus. 89 underground, got paid in flourished. Nowadays we live different, the game malnourished.
Back to the past, ahead to the future. Hip-hop changed a whole lot, niggas shoot ya. Nowadays we glorify the back of a cruiser. And rap stars teach black star born losers. Back to the past, ahead to the future. Hip-hop changed a whole lot, niggas shoot ya. Nowadays we glorify the back of a cruiser. And rap stars teach black star born losers.
Lives tonight. This is the Burning Mic. We are sponsored by Vegan. We are sponsored by Superior Vegan, and you can catch all their information at superiorvegan.us. This is vegan soul food and more. This is really, really good. They make a vegan Philly cheesesteak. Oh my God, you would know it's vegan. And their ginger drinks, man, let's just say this. Go to their website, check them out, order their food. Order their ginger drinks. They have drinks that are healthy for your body, your mind, your spirit. We over here at Culture Scene are trying to get help, trying to save our people, trying to save our culture as we save our people. But I got a special song I'm going to send out to a young man that hit me up on my Facebook telling me some of the stuff that we put out or some of the stuff that we played was just horrible and whack. And that's cool. I don't have a problem with haters. But I did research his material and I found nothing. I found none of the labels that he puts on his Facebook page, with no material. And it's funny because half of the artists that are on the We Got Next compilation is in his Facebook family friends. But, you know, he obviously is not the fan he say he is. This is going out to a guy named Ken Harris, K-I-N Harris in Sacramento. I told you, brother, I was going to call you out. And I told you you should come on the show and we can talk. But since you didn't want to talk, you didn't want to play, you wanted to be a hater, this goes out to you. This is Billy Danzini, Mac Wild, and this is Playtime Gangster. It's to all you keyboard gangsters and all you keyboard critics.
You go get whoever you want, nigga. I'm about my
heart. All right, no doubt.
Nigga, go get, you know what time it is. 5 o'clock, nigga, it's about to get dark.
I'll be right back.
I'm going to be right here, Cannon.
All right, make sure you right there.
Sub dreamers, straight schemers.
All around and everywhere we go. It's all these Playtime Gangsters. Gangsta.
Play boy, you ain't about that life. Like a pair of church socks, you ain't got no fight. Picture you whipping my ass, you ain't got no fight. I mean, you got a lot of bark, but you ain't got no bite. A blood clot lying down when you touch that mic. Boy, I seen you under pressure, you ain't bust no pipe. You play the crib all day, homie, I know you're
tight. Know you
let that dude Tyrone come and fuck your wife. Same dudes in the club trying to front all hype. Be the same dudes that screaming out, chill. See, I acting all funky, get you jumped on sight. And drag down the block when you're marching for gay rights. Shout out to the homie Ray because he was right when he said I would say something that he no lie. Ain't just a good song, this is good advice that might one day save your life. Now Mac, tell him, homie.
Oh, wanna play a game they can't play.
Your gang signs and your secret handshake is weak. You only get it on in the form of tweets. Your whole persona is incomplete. Maybe that marijuana got you missing the beat. I don't know, but them leggings got you looking petite. This thing is out of control to the point that you wouldn't believe. We come from black block, black top, stone. I'm talking straight Dr. Henny and Patron. And y'all doing daiquiris with a twist of line. Following a nigga's footsteps, calling it the grind. Homie, you only gangsta in your mind. This Magnum should help you draw the line. Starting five, y'all niggas resign. I'm urban legend, y'all ride the pine.
Oh, wanna play a game they can't play. I'll be frontin' on your timeline and bangin' in your bedtime. We just tryna have a good time, but fakes gotta get the rewind. I don't care what play top niggas say, my niggas ain't got no time to play. Real stay real and all the fake. For you lame ass niggas, I say.
Welcome back to CultureZineRadioNetwork.com. I had to shoot that out to, again, brother from Sacramento, K.I.N. Harris. This is for you keyboard gangsters and you keyboard critics that's never dropped a record. I love that y'all have something to say, but please say something right. So I'm going to get back into this track, man. I'm going to play something that I played a while ago. A lot of people hadn't heard. And I'm going to play back to back. I'm going to play this joint. This is K-Slay, DJ K-Slay, and this has got Mano, Papoose, Troy Ave, Uncle Murder, and Fame from M.O.P., and again, that was M.O.P. that we just played on that, but I love this song. It's actually something him and Cube had talked about doing for a while. This was Straight Out of Brooklyn, which is actually the tribute to NWA. They did this for the NWA movie, just showing how much they love Cube. So let's get into this.
Hey, yo, it's DJ K. Slay, the drama king, representing Harlem. But I'ma do it for my brothers across the bridge right now. Yo, Fame, where you from?
Straight out of Brooklyn. Crazy motherfucker named Bangsta. Bang, born and raised by them real deal gangsters. Ain't got a jitty wop.
Yeah.
Keep the semi cop.
Yeah.
It's an eye for an eye. Get that Fetty wop.
Fetty,
you know them Brooklyn boys make the city hot. Hustle OT, set up shop for any block. It's like a scene out of Belly if it really pops. Let's just pick up the phone and let 10 pennies drop. Don't give a fuck though.
Fuck,
we
though.
Still gung ho. In a motherfucking gun show. Bang out on a motherfucker like that. With a gat, we got the whole block on smash. So any up tunes, ain't no telling when I'm down for a jack move.
Jack,
give it up, cause them boys might blame ya. Bryce Williams style live on camera. Something like a mechanic with the tunes. Violate you a goddamn fool.
Fool.
I'm just a crack hero, baby, Cole Jamin.
Come on.
We put niggas in the box daily.
Daily.
I'm talking monthly, weekly, yearly. Most of these bitch ass rap niggas fear me. With the motherfucking M.O.P. Boy, you can't fuck with me.
Straight out of Bed-Stuy, crazy motherfucker named Mano. Fuck flying out the chopper like a rainbow. Got the crown now, niggas better bow down. Big shoes on, weigh an extra 20 pounds. Yeah, it's round time, money is the bottom line. I fuck dead bad bitch on my timeline. Stun niggas like my bitch birthed them. 4/5 and my bitch Birkin. Put working, hand on the grip, got the fifth jerking. Hot shells jumping back like the shit's working. Is it fair for me to ask y'all niggas who want it? Up to you, bad boy, it's your choice, you call it. It's the choke or the sleeper, the pump or the sweeper. You niggas see God, but you begging for the reaper. No debate now, who run these streets? In the hood, they say K.O.B.
Straight out of Brooklyn, the wild motherfucker named Pat Poole. From Bainbridge, I wore a triple fat goose. Beef, you could be dead here. Since I was 20, I kept a 16 on me like next year. The coke make your whole tongue numb, you never taste it. So crack in broad daylight, I had the day shift. Ugly ass nigga, the Mac give you a facelift. Charged up back to back, I'm on that Drake shit.
What?
I never been a straight hater, but I hate haters. My girl keep the Rug underneath a waist trainer. You got the drop, then don't let me get away, player. Cause I'm going straight to the nine, just like an eighth grader. King of New York, I'm different with the slogan. If I say it's off the rip, that mean I ripped the nigga open.
Dang.
Go in your mouth and follow up. Man, I'd rather vote for Forrest Gump before Donald Trump.
Out of Brooklyn, a young dope dealer named Troy. Selling girl, but I never got boy tag. Getting food for my dogs, everybody eat that. AJ out for seven, nobody weak.
Back.
Don't own rivalries, we're not sneaky. Let's just cash in the Audi, blood on my D. Cells on my feet, cells on the floor. Man, the boy with gas, pump shells in his dough. These motherfuckers want to die for the fame. BSB, we're not playing no game. Olympic style hoes, five of them in the brain. Next time we run down with the angels, straight out of Brooklyn.
Like I said, it ain't where you're from, it's where you at. And I'm an international nigga. I fuck with everybody, everywhere. Hey, yo, Murder, where you from?
Straight out of Brooklyn, a crazy motherfucking named Murder. I was only 8 when I witnessed my first murder. OG shooting in front of the children. It was crack bells in that corner of my building. Niggas in niggas' pockets like, what you got?
Come
on my way to school, niggas getting shot. Bang, 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 sound like the latest sex fish.
Bang.
Niggas banging before they eat breakfast. It's gonna be a long winter. Niggas beefing, coming through, shooting the wrong nigga. You know hood niggas ain't got no aim. The Brownfield niggas probably gonna take your chain. Fuck basketball, I ain't had no game. So I dropped out of school to sell cocaine.
Bang.
I was young, looking up to the shooters. Like, fuck Michael Jordan, I wanna be like Scooter.
Straight out of Brooklyn. No, I got a body on a split. Broad on a motherfucker, Bosky with a fifth.
Yeah.
Two woo to the bloods, that poly with the crick. And only bang for the green, ass making sense.
Now it's making sense.
Money your niggas mind right. Death date for the haters, this is prom night. Broad JM in the AM, it be on site. Whole body in the box, niggas go Skype.
Get it.
They seen them boys flossing in my town last.
Okay.
Then I put my boys on them for that brown bag. Think everybody a joke, tell them gone last. Headshot, how funny do niggas find that? I'm from the borough that eat a nigga alive. And still here, I'm happy I made it to 25.
I'm
finally, I'm living for all my boys that died. Grew up in a thorough with Vera, where you reside?
Out the Brook, nigga. Get your shit pushed way back. Same nigga you shot, just got his payback. You thought you won, someone's getting his way back. Pops up on you, dancing, take that. Brownsville is the general speaking. And these niggas screaming, fuck the police. I did a job for trying to buck the police. Big difference, no chucking, I have you missing. No friends, fuck niggas, I'm on a mission. New number, can't call me like,
listen.
You thought your man was a rider, till he hopped off and ran.
Welcome back to Culture Scene Radio. That's a pretty violent song, but it's really not much different than NWA. They were basically talking about what was going on in the streets, and you know, the streets do have a lot to say, but we also have a lot of other music that we gotta put out. We gotta be a little more responsible, I think, sometimes in what we say, because everybody is a drug dealer or gangbanger, and we need to stop glorifying that. Earlier I played a track called Backtrack, which is on the Culture Zine media record, the We Got Dex 2. And it talks about hip hop, and it talks about how rappers are making the back of the police car the thing that we need to be. So we try to be responsible in what we release on this label. My partner mixed and mastered everything on this on that record. So very big shout out to Shank on that, and Marshall for executive producing this record with me. And the rest of the nights, I can't name all y'all, it's too many of y'all, but y'all know who y'all are. Shouts out to all y'all, Knights of the Sound Table. So if y'all know, this Knights of the Sound Table is our crew. I'm about to jump into this track that I think everybody remembers. And then I'm going to do a double play. I'm going to jump into this track called Freedom Ride by Chuck Rock, and then I'm going to go into a song by a young brother named Steve Penn. And I think you guys would listen to it. We broke it last week, but check out this track by Chuck Rock, Freedom Ride.
Chub Rock jumps upon the scene with a lean and a pocket full of green. The green doesn't symbolize I made it on the top, but RoboCop last year was a shock. The tone of the Popeye cut shook your butt. Kids are screaming, the media says what? Kind of music is this for you to dance to? The man with the plan and the band demands you. Leave the smack and the crack for the whack, for the ball and the knock, keep a smile like that. Leave the knife and the gun in the store and ignore temptation set by the nation. Racial game causes pain, he's a new ref. In your heart and mind, never forget you, Seth Hawkins. And when you're walking, you know what you're squatting. Black on black, remember that, it's important. Anyway, the shunless one, bring forth the fun. No hatred, the summer's almost done. No time for sleep, jump in your Jeep and pump up the funky beat. A holy beeper goes off, yo, smash it, then trash it. You're too young to be plumped in a casket. Just get your boys and bring the noise and just swing it. And for the people, sing it. Can he come out and slam a jam? I'm his number one fan, yes I am. All these kids realize that I'm the man. 6'3" and maybe a quarter of an inch bigger than last year, but still a unique figure. Rob Stringer, Doc, no Dinky, and Hot Dog, no. That of a man that was born to have a mic on next to me at all times, ready to kick a rhyme. That'll keep me out of financial bind. That's why when it comes to fans, I'm never mean. Kids on St. James between Gates and Green. Always says hello, cause I'm a modest fellow. Never try to play a superstar that's mellow. Cause if these kids don't go buy our records, we'll be has-beens and plus naked. So we owe them, so pull out your pen, sign an autograph, you might make a new friend. So just get your boys to bring the noise and just swing it. Now party people in the house, sing it. Good looking, G. Swing a hot dog, Doc, no, but F, love, but dinky. Fish and chips with the hippie, hippie hips. Before the tune ends, give me some lips. Sanity Crystal, my niece, and Lady Kazam, a homegirl, peace. And leave the guns and have fun. Ow. And oh, yeah, sing it.
Go, 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 go
coming back to 1990, Chub Rock jumps upon the scene with a lean and a hardcore dream. The dream wasn't crafted to be pornographic. Decency started from the Crip Plus kids. Don't need to hear all of that on a rap. The strength of my vibe placed Chubs on the map, because authority, seniority goes forth me. My staff gives autograph, plus give enough laughs. Reap my might, heed my sight. I definitely lead you right, just treat me right. Peace.
Welcome back to Culture Scene Radio, Urban Culture Lives. We try to be responsible about what we say and what we do. I definitely hope that we were responsible somewhat tonight. We definitely want to show all facets of hip-hop. Let's first basically get into this real quick, and we'll be getting out of here. So I'm going to play mostly back-to-back joints. But I wanted to say this. I'm going to give my shout-outs now and all of that, so we're going to just go into straight music after music. There are five original principles of hip-hop. That's MCing, B-boying, DJing, graffiti, and knowledge. The fifth one, if you ball up your hand, is the thumb that closes the fist through the punch. We forgot about the knowledge, which is consciousness, heart, and spirit. And we have to do better than that. And we are going to try and do better as we celebrate. As you see, we started to celebrate tonight the 45 years of hip-hop. And, you know, we'll be celebrating 46 years of the Zulu Nation, one of the pillar stones of what hip-hop culture is all about. I am Zulu Kichaki. I want you guys to know that the Burning Mic is about hip-hop culture. It's about the culture of hip-hop, the progression, and even some of the regression. I'm going to turn the mic over to my partner in a minute. I wanted to say this. He may not come when you call, but he's always on time. We'll be black next week. And just so you know, we will be playing that song later in the next 3 minutes in this show. But I'm going to get into this track, Peace and Love. Hit us up on CultureZineRadioNetwork.com. Hit us up on CultureZine Anything and thaburningmike@gmail.com. All right. Go ahead. Your shout-outs, bro.
Well, first of all, brother, I want to give a shout-out to you because you put a lot of energy out there and you put a lot of your own personal time in developing things for the culture and for the people. So shout-out to Zulu King Taki for putting so much of his own personal time, energy, money, space, spirit, heart, soul for our people. Shout-out to you. And me being right there with you, I'm saying I got your back, bro. And I've always had your back when we first met to this day. I've always had your back. And I want to just do an extra shout out to a brother that I met just recently, this Big Thing Vibe that we come with, you know, for our culture, for our people. Brother's name is Mocha Blast. I just recently met him. He's been in the game 15 years. Go check him out all over the internet. And just a really good heart, good soul, good brother. You know, open his doors for anybody to come in and do things that are positive. That's what we about, people. We're positive people. We have a culture that we have got to get off a little bit, but we're still here. The music still has its history. 45 years, 46 for us as Zulus. And so when people realize what we're doing, get on board, tell your friends. You're going to hear the best music you can find in the universe coming through here, old and new, young and old. Okay, so it doesn't matter whether you're new trap, old trap, whatever it is, we're going to play it and we're going to get into it. So peace to all the brothers and sisters, the queens and kings in the universe. One love from Zulu King Chevy Shank. Peace.
With that, we're going to go out with our favorite song that we play on this show at the end of every Burning Mic. But before I say that, shouts out to all the queens. We will be celebrating you throughout, as well as the sounds of hip hop. But we are definitely going to dedicate the first part of September to the founding queens in hip hop. Shouts out to all y'all. And hope y'all call in to listen to what these sisters got to say about what real hip hop is. And sisters, especially female MCs, please listen. Remember, Lauryn Hill sold 11 million copies and never showed a bra strap. So with that, we out. And this is out to Donald Trump. And we just say, okay.
This is the activation of the emergency broadcast system.
Fuck Donald Trump. Fuck Donald Trump. Yeah, nigga, fuck Donald Trump. Fuck Donald Trump. Yeah, fuck
Donald Trump. Ain't nobody else gonna speak up.
Fuck Donald Trump. Yeah, nigga, fuck Donald Trump. Yeah, fuck Donald Trump.
I got a question. How'd he make it this far? How the fuck did it begin? A Trump rally sounds like Hitler in Berlin or KKK shit. Now I'm going in, I'm just saying what's real. Don't give a fuck who I've been, cause it's gotta be said. It's gotta be said. It's off the top like the toupee on Donald Trump's head. This man's not peaceful, racism's evil. This man hates Muslims, that's a billion fucking people. If truth be told, Donald is a terrorist. Reasons why the world's got a problem with Americans. The fuck is going on? People just passed. A mass murder happened. You said thanks for the congrats. Try and get your boast up, you don't got class. Orlando was a tragedy, you react fast. And it made about you, to boost your campaign. It's going all bad if he wins this damn thing. Man, America is fucked, if he's next up. Take a day to undo what Obama fixed up. It's young Gerald, so you know who said it. And Ivanka could get it straight up.
Fuck Donald Trump. Fuck Donald Trump. Yeah, nigga, fuck Donald Trump. Yeah, fuck Donald Trump.
Oh, we right, second. Nah, we protest when we see the tour bus. Bang, bang. Too scared to get out, that's why the door bang, here. Bang. Your politics are like a Starburst pack.
Why?
Nobody fucks with the orange one.
Yeah.
Banning all Muslims, alright, fool.
This guy.
What if we ban all the white dudes? Because a couple have run up in trench coats and rifles and killed in the name of Jesus Christ at the high school. How about we stop selling automatic guns? You got rich because your daddy gave you automatic funds. Add it up. You an automatic punk, what it is. I'm just selling Make America Great Again. By the party in the streets when Hillary wins. And she don't, my girls have Canadian. Actually, nah, I'm not going to stay with them. I got an eagle on my arm, I'm a patriot.